Alright, welcome back to another brand new special edition of Strictly Striper. Actually, three cool things upon us. What's upon us? Spring. Spring's almost here. A lot of people have been having some very cold winters. Even me here in Southern California, I won't complain because we've had a pretty cold winter, but cold for Southern California compared to the weather on the East Coast and some other places is far from comparable, so I will not complain. But nonetheless, spring's upon us. Easter's upon us. Easter Sunday's coming up. And also, lastly, the Second Coming. That's right, Second Coming. Striper's brand new album is upon us. March 26th, coming out on Frontier Records. Brand new label for the band. They signed a 3-album deal to Frontier Records here. And they are ready to spring that upon us on March 26th. So we're going to take this episode and make it a special one and dedicate a lot of the time to the brand new album, and we're actually going to be able to feature 2 brand new tracks for you tonight before the show is over. We've got permission from Brian over at Nashville Publicity and also from the record label to debut not only one of the new re-recorded tracks, but also the brand new single off of the album, so stay tuned for that. In addition to that, we're going to hear the official Striper EPK for Second Coming, hear right from Michael Sweet himself and hear some of the words that he's saying talking about the new release. We're going to start off the episode with some other tunes and some news. Catch you up to speed with what the guys are up to and some things and projects they've been playing on and so forth. So let's get right into it. Why don't we kick the show off with some newer Striper? Let's play a little something off of the Murder by Pride album here. What do you think of that, huh? Kick off the show a little loud there. That was the title track off of Murder by Pride. I don't think the album gets enough love out there. It's one of the band's newer albums. It was their 8th studio release, right before The Covering. The Covering was the most recent recording we got from the guys, but I really enjoyed the album. And that was the title track. That was Murder by Pride. If you don't have Murder by Pride, I encourage you to go out there and pick it up, check it out. Played it in my player a lot the last few years, so I think you'll enjoy it. All right, let's jump right into one of our segments we feature here on Strictly Striper called the Strictly Striper Side Order. We're going to do a couple tracks for you here for a couple of reasons. First off, we're going to do something from Liberty and Justice. We actually played this track the last episode, but we're going to play it again because the album just came out. February 26th, Liberty and Justice released The Cigar Chronicles. It's a 2-CD set released through the band themselves in conjunction with Rocks Records. Timothy Gaines played on one track here. He played on a track with Louis St. August from Mass. So let's check that track out real quick, and then we'll be right back.
My, my, my. Let's go for a walk. She's got those legs. Huh. Man, she knows just how to use them.
Cool, huh? What'd you think of that? It's called Daddy Long Legs. Again, that was Louis St. August from Mass, Tim Gaines from Striper. That's on disc 2 from Liberty and Justice's The Cigar Chronicles. This is supposed to be the band's last recording as kind of an all-star project, if you're familiar with them. Justin Murr has done a few of these through the years where he actually brings on some A-list players, singers, guitar players, drummers, whatever the case may be, and puts together quite the album. And again, this one features a ton of guest players, and it's supposed to be the last one before they go into a full band. So pick that up. pick that up over at rocksproductions.com and amazon.com and wherever fine music is sold. Let's jump into one more of these. You know, recently, Striper Camp lost somebody very close and near and dear to him. And that's why we're going to feature a track here also in the Strictly Striper side order. Today it's going to be from Sin Dizzy. Bobby McNeil, we learned of his passing away earlier this year already here in 2013. So we thought we would play a song from the Sin Dizzy album, He's Not Dead. And, you know, we'll tie it in with the Easter theme too here and pay a little respect for Bobby McNeil. I had the privilege of meeting him quite a few times, seeing Sin Dizzy live back when they were performing. And I got to talk to him. I didn't really know him personally. Talked to him a few times. Very nice guy. Very, you could tell his heart was really into it. His heart was into it there. He was a great player. Just an all-around great guy from what I could see and from the experiences I had talking to him during those Sin Dizzy days. So again, here it is as a part of our side order project. Also tied in with the Easter theme and a little recognition for Bobby McNeil. Let's play the title track from He's Not Dead.
He's not dead.
little nod to Bobby McNeil. We'll all miss you. All right, you know what? Let's just do one more side order project. You know, Michael Sweet's been busy on his own, working on his new book entitled Honestly. It's supposed to be out later this year in 2013. It's being edited from the last notes I saw from him on that. And also, to coincide with it, he's going to be releasing a brand new solo album for us later this year, tying in with the book. So Striper fans should be looking forward to that, Michael Sweet fans. I know I am. So we can't wait to hear more about that. As soon as we hear more about it, we'll be sharing it with you. If you've not been on StrictlyStriper.com, by the way, go over there. It's actually temporarily tied to our Facebook page. We're building another site, kind of a fan site for the StrictlyStriper.com domain. But for the time being, you can go to Striper.com directly to get all the news you want. But if you want to try and find a place where we're trying to tie it all together, you can go to StrictlyStriper.com on that Facebook page there, and we try to blast all the notes and posts we see from the band members and anything they got working on. We'll try and share it and tie it all there together for you. So StrictlyStriper.com, or again directly from Striper.com. Wanted to play a little solo Michael Sweet song before we get into the rest of the episode and dedicate it to the Second Coming. So here we go. Here's a little Michael Sweet for you. My composure. All right, and with that, we're going to dedicate the rest of this episode to the Second Coming album. March 26th, Frontier Records. That's a great label for them to be on, by the way. Home of a lot of great melodic rock and metal bands, so that was a great place for them to land. They're going to be there for the next three albums. They're already working on a brand new album with full new material, so that'll be exciting to hear. But right now we've got the Second Coming upon us, and instead of hearing me talk much longer, let's listen to the official EPK on the video, and this is Michael Sweet himself, and we'll hear some clips and hear what he has to say on the whole release. So check this out.
To be sitting here 30 years later, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, kind of pinching myself, saying, wow, we're still doing this. We're still able to do what we love and listening and seeing what we're doing. And you know what? It means the world. I don't really know how to put into words how much it means to us. We're humbled, man. We are so humble and we're so blessed and we're grateful. Whenever you attempt to re-record something, whether it's your own material or covers from other bands, whenever you take on a project like that, the nerves can definitely kick in, because instantly what happens is subconsciously you start assuming that you need to either try to make it as good as, or better yet, make it better. I think when you just let go and you just say, look, let's have fun. Let's just go and make a record that is, you know, our best. Give our best. Give our all. Have fun in the process and doing it. That's going to come through. And that's how we approach this record. We just went in, we rolled up our sleeves, and we smiled through the process and said, you know what, let's have fun. And I think because of that, you know, we just went in with that attitude. It came out sounding unique, in the sense that when you put it on, you can sense that we're having fun. Our fans are the best fans in the world. They're the most loyal fans in the world. They've stuck by us through thick and thin. And you know what's interesting about our fans is we're a band that's taken a different path. We've made a bold stand for God, for Christ, and musically speaking, and how we live our lives, how we present ourselves and who we are. And our fans, for the most part, have known that and kind of stood out in faith and stepped out in faith and bravery, because I think it's very brave to wave that flag, you know, for what we are and who we are and what we stand for and who we stand for. So they're very unique fans. You know, we look forward to the future. I think there's a bright future. There's a lot that's in store for Striper and Striper fans. Not just this year, but years to come. As long as we can continue putting yellow tape around the drumsticks and the mic stands and the guitar cables, we're going to keep doing it, man.
That was pretty cool, huh? Didn't have to hear it from me. Don't have to hear my voice. Hear it straight from Michael Sweet there. Hear all about the new release. The band went in and re-recorded 14 tracks and two brand new tracks for a total of 16 tracks we're getting on Second Coming here. Tracks 1 through 14 are a compilation of some of the earlier stuff from the Yellow and Black Attack, Soldiers Under Command, and To Hell with the Devil. I understand they're probably going to go in and do some recording of the latter albums after To Hell with the Devil at another point, so it'll be interesting to hear those pretty soon. But for now, these older tracks re-recorded came out amazing. Michael singing. I've heard a lot of singers from the 80s and 90s that are still trying out there to do it, and Michael's voice has not lost anything. I'm sure he's probably not screaming quite as some of those high-pitched screams he used to do, but if you've seen him live anytime recently in the last few years, he actually can still hit those high notes really good. So kudos to Michael for that. And the playing, let me tell you, Robert is probably playing the drums better than he's ever played in his career. He just seems to keep getting better and better with age, as does the rest of the guys. You know, Tim's bass playing, the bass solos on this, I'm pretty sure that this is what the band wanted those songs to sound like all those years ago when they were just getting into the scene and into the industry themselves. So we are going to get to play two tracks for you. We're going to start off with the re-record, and we're going to stick with the Easter theme as well here, since we're getting into that time of year. And this is also happens to be one of my favorite Striper songs of all time. So take a listen, and we'll be right back at you.
time for you to start giving God all the glory. Yeah, yeah. Jesus in your heart. It's time for you to start giving God.
Did you hear that? What'd you think of that? More Than a Man. That is one of the most awesome songs. One of the heavier songs. I've always absolutely loved that song. And what they did with it when they re-recorded it there just sounds absolutely amazing. I was stoked to hear that one re-recorded. So there you have it. One of my favorites of all time and off of the new album. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's hear one more brand new track off of Second Coming. This is a brand new song. This is actually now available already as the first single on iTunes. And I've been enjoying the two new tracks just as much as the older re-records here. But Blackened is a great new song that you're going to hear shortly when you pick up the album. But right now, again, let's check out the first single. This is Bleeding From the Inside Out.
A dull knife that cuts and makes you endure the scars that label you a broken man. You're bleeding from inside out, wounded beyond your own recognition. You've bandaged in fear and doubt, brought to your knees.
That was absolutely awesome. I, for one, am stoked for Second Coming. Let's talk a little bit about where it's available, how to get it, and all that kind of good stuff. You definitely want to check out the Striper.com link, because you can pre-order it from Striper.com directly. And if you do that, you get a free limited edition 8x10 of the a new 8x10, a black and white of Striper, 2013 model. So definitely a reason to want to pick it up from Striper.com. You can also get it directly from Frontier Records at the label. You can get it from Amazon.com. I'm sure you're going to be able to pick this up at Best Buy, wherever fine music is sold. You vinyl collectors may want to take note of this real quick. There's already a pre-order up for a limited edition 2LP set on yellow vinyl. Only 1,000 pieces of this being pressed. I've already pre-ordered mine. You'll want to check this out, because again, they're already up on Amazon. It's already up at the label. But 2LP limited edition vinyl set, 1,000 pieces being made. So check that out. Pick it up somewhere March 26th. We're really excited for the band. Really excited for the Striper fans out there getting some new music and a lot of stuff going on in the Striper camp this year. Band is already actually scheduled to do another cruise. Monsters of Rock cruise. I saw that coming up too. So keep yourself posted to strictlystriper.com. Check out striper.com. And we'll try to keep you updated as much as we can. Until next time, peace out. This is Bill Rocks. See you next time on Strictly Striper.